97 on the Keel, Aaron Keck here with you, coming at you live from Twin Cities Aura Studios here at University Place, joined by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending out there in the world. Hello, how are you?
Hello, I'm doing pretty good.
What's going on?
Things that are trending, people are talking about Skittles a whole lot. Apparently, a few years back, somewhere circa 2015, 2016, titanium dioxide in artificial colorings was decided to be unsafe for human consumption. Skittles uses titanium dioxide in their food colorings, and a lawsuit has appeared out of Salt Lake City that is going hard after Mars Incorporated for selling items that are understood to more or less not exactly be safe.
I did see that. This is one of those lawsuits that when it's covered in the news, you run the risk of it turning into that McDonald's hot coffee lawsuit from the 90s where the headline sounds silly and everyone makes fun of it, but in actuality, it was a serious lawsuit that the company actually should be held liable.
So that is where I'm driving with
this.
I'm glad that you cut me off at the pass, and I mean that sincerely, because now I get to skip that part of the conversation.
That's what I like to do.
Go straight to, this makes a lot of sense. And the argument of, we've been eating it for a long time, it should be fine, is completely irrelevant because this particular substance has been decided that this is not something we should be consuming, and an action plan to taper off including it in our food over 5 years doesn't sound awesome to me. That's just my personal opinion.
You keep saying it has been decided to be toxic. That's a very passive voice way of who is the one who did the deciding that it was toxic here?
Scientists in collaboration with the FDA.
All right.
Now, obviously, science is flexible. No one study will ever determine objective truth, which is why I'm taking the more passive voice here, because I don't feel like I'd be credible in taking a strong stance on titanium dioxide.
That's fair, but not knowing a whole lot about the science in the background, I feel like if the FDA is declaring it, then it's probably, there's some degree of veracity there.
Absolutely, and a 5-year plan isn't enough, but that's... Depends on how toxic it is.
This will kill you immediately, then yes, a 5-year plan is not enough.
I mean, I don't want things to kill me on the long
term. This will marginally increase your risk of developing rheumatism by 1.5%. Maybe a 5-year plan is okay. I don't know where on the spectrum this falls.
All improvement is good improvement, and the less things that are going to cause me long-term health damage, the better. Let's talk about marketing, since we're talking about Skittles, since we're talking about marketing plans. Let's talk about carp. Have you ever eaten carp, Aaron Keck?
Probably somewhere along the line.
What's your impression of carp as a fish?
I
mean, hey, that's an excellent impression of carp as a fish.
I don't know if that's what you meant by impression there.
I read a column once from a man that absolutely hated carp, and he has shaped my opinion ever since, because there are things about carp I don't love. Carp have a lot of bones. You have to bleed them after you catch them, which is just gross. But actually eating a carp, it's not bad. Because there's so many bones, you're not going to get a fillet. But carp make for fantastic fish cakes. And the Mississippi River has so many carp that there is a marketing push to rebrand the carp as a new type of fish, not too dissimilar from what we did with the orange ruffy, which used to be called the slime head until there were too many orange ruffies and we needed to eat some of them. We need to eat some carp. There's too many carp in the Mississippi River, so we have been trying to rebrand them. Some restaurant owner started calling the carp Butterfin, which I think is a delightful name.
I'll eat some
Butterfin. But that's not the one that's been, more passive voice. Things have been decided on. Some fish marketing agency has partnered with a bunch of restaurants to rechristen the carp as Copi, C-O-P-I, which is a very lame play on words for copious. There's a copious amount of carp and we have to eat them.
Butterfin
is a million times better, you guys.
How about Ryan Gosling?
Come on down for a delicious plate of Ryan Gosling.
You served
up
that
to you.
If it was on the menu, if there was just a regular menu with filet mignon, chicken breast, spaghetti and meatballs, Ryan Gosling, BLT. You're like, wait, go back one. Go back
one. I could just order Ryan Gosling.
You could just order Ryan Gosling.
Sold.
Coming right up.
We should just rebrand things that we need to sell better with just universally beloved celebrity names. Yes, I'll have the George Clooney. Thank you very much.
Oh, here you go. Here are your Skittles.
And here are your Skittles.